Welcome back to Risky Business. This is episode 4, College Football Week 2 and NFL Week 1. Kind of tells you what we're talking about, but hit us with it, Jared.
We've got our best bets for you for college and pro this week. A lot of good games on the schedule. This is being recorded on September 6th, 2024. And please remember to always gamble responsibly. All right, let's start with a recap of last week. A little record hit here. D suffered a little unluckiness last week, 1-3. I pulled out a 2-1 to put us at an overall of D at 2-3, and I'm at 3-1.
So hit him with what you hit, though.
Still hanging around pretty good. My hits were the first game with Clemson and Georgia, that first half under. Honestly, one of the least sweat bets I've ever had. That I think it ended 6-0 at half or something like that, so that was good. And I'm talking about a sweat bet, though, the Iowa under at 40. I had that at 40.5, so just got it by the hook there. So sweating bullets. And then the miss was LSU and USC. A lot of total yards in that game, but not enough points.
Yeah, I had a bad beat. Minnesota was the only Big Ten team to lose. Army scored with like the walk-on to get his first career touchdown with 20 seconds left to cover against Lehigh. Florida was my worst pick. I picked Florida, and they I thought for sure, and other people were saying it too, Billy Napier, like, last chance, you got to get it right, and they completely were unprepared and
they're undisciplined.
Yeah, they were getting a ton of penalties, keeping drives alive for the U, which they didn't need. But and then I did hit Northwestern. Those are my Wildcats. Beat Miami, Ohio. They covered. So
yeah, you didn't even get into the worst part about Minnesota, though. The reason they lost that game is because the Big Ten kicker of the year missed two very makeable field goals.
One of them being a 27-yarder. In the first quarter.
If he hits either of those, Minnesota wins. So, yeah, valiant effort, but...
But that's gambling, and yeah. That's what we're saying. Is you could have good reads, and the craziest things can happen. Like, some of the best players on the teams can make the dumbest decisions. So, obviously, we try to give you, you know, our best reads, but sometimes it's just... It's not how they play out. But let's hop into this week. Obviously, the massive game that everybody's talking about, including us, Texas at Michigan. It opens up. Texas is a touchdown favorite. And, you know, I wouldn't say rightfully so, but they kind of earned it the week they put up compared to what Michigan did. I think Fresno is a much better team than Colorado State, but Texas offense and defense looks really good. The key is Texas did lose some running backs during the summer. So I think Michigan's defense is really good. I think the question is, can Michigan's offense put up enough points? We both kind of said our magic numbers. Jared thinks 24. I think 21, you know, the magic numbers for Michigan to win. And that's just assuming the defense stays great.
Yeah, that defense looked really good against Fresno. That's a solid Fresno State team that Michigan played in week one, and they had them confused on offense most of the game. There's no denying that Texas looked really good. Obviously, we know they're a good team. I just think that defense is going to give them fits, and it's at the Big House, and it's a big noon kickoff, a lot of energy around the stadium. This line is wild to me. It was at 3.5 all summer long. And then everyone watched with their eyeballs Texas play and Michigan play, and they freaked out and started betting Texas. And this line has shot all the way. At one point, it was Texas at 7.5 road favorites into the Big House. It's dropped down to 7, but I think it's a major overreaction by everyone. It's a knee-jerk reaction to what they saw in week one. And in my opinion, these two teams aren't a touchdown difference in talent or skill or anything like that.
Yeah, I think Sharon's a good enough coach. We've seen him in big games come out and win a huge win at Penn State, a huge win home against Ohio State last year. I think Sharon will be ready for the moment. I think it's just, can Wink Martindale be ready for the moment? I know he's the father of all this and he's been around for decades, but what I saw against Fresno kind of scared me, the way we gave up the touchdown because he just gave his corners no help for no reason. And we can't do that, like, the front 40 pressure. But anyway, all that to say, until Michigan gets beat, I will be taking the money line no matter who they play. So the first play of the weekend is the taking Michigan plus 220 money line, which isn't even that crazy odds.
No, no. Let them hang. I respect it.
So Michigan's our first play.
I'm going to stay away from that game just because of all the movement in that line. I don't know what to do with that, but should be a fun one to watch.
Yeah, you were leaning the cover for a while, dropped again.
Yeah, if we could get it at 7.5, I would definitely take Michigan to cover, but with it being at an even 7, I don't see a ton of value there. So I'm going to stay away from that one.
Okay.
That leads us into another game. You've got another play on this one, another noon kick.
These boys hurt me last week, and I'm ready to join their side. I'm sorry for letting them down. We got Army at Florida Atlantic. FAU is favored by 4. This boggles my mind. Army is one of the more physical teams. When armed forces play, even some of the best teams, they give them fits because of the triple option, the way they run the ball all the time. You know, they're well coached. I love their coach. His name escapes me right now, but I love their coach at Army. FAU just lost to a bad Michigan State team. Like,
yeah, they didn't really have a competent passing game. Their entire offense was based on the quarterback scrambling, sliding late, and then getting decapitated by either a Michigan State linebacker or the ground. I mean,
it was a weird, typical MSU Friday night starter.
Yeah, there's no way that quarterback isn't concussed heading into this week. So,
yeah. So with that said, the line right now is Army plus 3.5 at minus 108. I'm going to play that. And another thing I would mention that people should look at is the over-under is 42.5, and I would shade the under in that game. It's going to be physical. Army's going to run the ball a lot. I'm sure FAU will stop them more times than Lehigh did because Lehigh didn't stop them once. But I am going to take Army plus 3.5 to cover. So it gives me at least, you know, they could lose by a field goal and I'll still be good. So
yeah, anything over a field goal there I would feel comfortable with. We'll see if Army bites you in the butt 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, if I have to watch any more Army games after this week.
Well, if you want an even worse game to watch, I'm gonna give you the next one here at 3:30. Iowa State at Iowa. You got the Cy-Hawk trophy up for grabs. Iowa's a 3-point favorite. Right now, this is the reason behind the play in this game. The total for this game is set at 35 points, which is just crazy to look at. So in a game where the total is at 35 points, yes, you heard me right. I'm getting a funny look from
D. How many did Iowa put up last week?
They put up 40. 35 points. They're telling you it's going to be a very low-scoring game, very defensive. Just give me the 3 points with Iowa State. I feel like 3 points in a game where the total is only at 35 is just – it's too many points. I'm not saying – I don't have confidence in Iowa State. I don't have confidence in Iowa. I'm just going to take the team that you're giving me plus 3 points, and that's my best read on that. It's going to be really, really defensive, really close, low-scoring. why not take a field goal underdog there? And to be honest, Iowa was winning 6-0 at half last week. It was not pretty in that first half. Now they kind of fixed it. They kind of got it going. But I would say that's more the reason that happened was more so because they're playing an FCS opponent, and you just wear down the FCS opponent because they don't have depth. They get tired. Those 3-yard runs turn into 12-yard runs, and bada bing, bada boom. So I'm not gonna sit here and say Iowa figured it out because they put up 40 points. I think that was more so the opponent they were playing. Iowa State's gonna be a much tougher matchup, and Iowa State's quarterback's name is Rocco Becht. Like, that's an awesome name, and it's also not a night game at Kinnick, so I think it's safe.
Yeah, Iowa seems to always, like, by the end of the year, seems to be the better team. But when they play this game so earlier in the year, Iowa State always plays them tough. So I think that's a good call. I know nothing about Iowa State, so I'm going to stay away. But I like the knowledge from you that Iowa's offense is putrid.
Yeah. We all know they love to punt, so I'm sure there'll be a fair amount of that in that game. First one to 13 wins.
So Jared's got a play now.
Give me that Iowa State cover.
Let's hop to another 3:30 game. You got another Armed Forces team.
Yes, we love
join the show.
We love our military on this show. Temple at Navy at 3:30. Navy is 13-point favorites. The over under for this game is at 43. And I've got an interesting play here. I don't usually do things like this, but I'm going to play the Temple team total points under 14.5 for the game. That's at minus 115. Temple last week played Oklahoma, and they lost that game 50-something to 3. It was a beatdown. And that's against an Oklahoma team that I don't even have a ton of respect for. That's not like – they're obviously good, but it's not elite. Program. Temple had 6 turnovers in that game against Oklahoma. The offense was just abysmal. They didn't know what they were doing. They weren't on the same page. And I think it's a really bad matchup for them going up against Navy. You can see that with the line at minus 13 to Navy. I think Navy's going to play physical like they do. They're going to run the ball. The possessions are going to be very limited. Temple's only going to have the ball so many times because Navy's just going to eat up clock. And I think they can hold them to under 14 there.
Yeah, quick side note on the Armed Forces. Me and Jared played in the college football game, and I don't know if either team had a shotgun formation.
Yeah.
I don't think we had a forward pass formation.
No. And if you tried it, you were getting sacked.
So that helps leading to these low total scores and how physical these teams are. But yeah. So you're taking the Temple under 14.5?
Yes. And you can play with that line. You can take that at 15.5, 13.5, whatever you want to do. I felt comfortable doing it above the 2-touchdown mark and riding with
still
that.
Good odds, minus 115.
Yeah. So that's my play for that game. Then we can move to the Saturday night prime time.
Let me knock out my Houston one, and then let's do one of our favorite plays because we're both all over it.
Sure.
Houston at Oklahoma is a night game. Oklahoma's favored. I just updated this. We're doing this Friday morning, actually. The odds right now are Oklahoma minus 28 at minus 108. So Oklahoma's got to win by 4 touchdowns against Houston. I think they do it. Houston is an awful football team. They just got blown out at home by UNLV. Oklahoma, like we said, blew out Temple by 48. I'm getting Oklahoma at home at night against a bad Houston team. It might be close. No. I picture it as Oklahoma gets out to a big lead, and do they hold on with their backups in? I think that's the case.
Yeah, the only thing you got to be worried about there is a backdoor cover at the very end with Oklahoma not trying.
But I've just viewed it as my luck has turned from last week. So I am taking Oklahoma by 4 TDs. That's wild to me. I don't normally I mean, I guess I got burned by a team covering this, so maybe Oklahoma can cover.
Yeah, I mean, Houston is a really bad team, so I see the play there. So you're taking Oklahoma minus 28?
I am. Four tuds. Give it to me. Oklahoma will go for two, and I'll lose. It'll be 27, but we're here for it.
Brent Venables be getting greedy.
That's true. He's pretty conservative. We're chilling. Okay, let's hop to one of our favorite plays. We both have no faith in Colorado. They look bad against, okay, they're probably one of the best FCS teams, but say it again, FCS teams. This isn't even the gauntlet of the Big 12 yet that Colorado has to go through. They got to go to Nebraska at night, a mad team that lost to them last year.
And if you remember, Colorado ran that score up last year when they played Nebraska. And I remember there being some going back and forth, and Nebraska didn't appreciate that. So this game, I'm sure, has been circled on Matt Rhule's calendar since last year at this time. And if they get a chance to pour it on, they're going to do it.
The other thing to me, you know, there is hype. By the way, the line has moved to 7, which I love. So if they win by just a touchdown, it's a push. We have it at 7.5. So, yeah, we're actually getting it at 7.
That's huge.
But, yeah, last year there was all that hype going, you know, they beat TCU. And then when they played Oregon, there was hype, and it just never wasn't a game. No, Nebraska's not Oregon, but I've watched a Michigan team that made the entire run go into Nebraska at night, and they looked awful against Nebraska.
Yeah.
Like, that stadium's insane.
Nebraska's got more talent than you think. They just, if they can just get out of their own way and win a close game.
I love Matt Rhule. It's not even going to be close. Yeah, I think they cover.
Another guy to watch in this game is Huttmacher, up that nose tackle, D tackle for Nebraska. He is everywhere, and I think he's going to be up in Shedeur Sanders' grill quite often on Saturday night, causing havoc. I just don't trust. I mean, Colorado, they have no defense. I think Raiola is going to have his way. He looked good last week.
Yeah, the only thing is, can Raiola stay calm, not get caught up in the moment?
Yeah. You worry about that with freshman quarterback, but I think his defense will help him out. I think Nebraska's the more physical team. They're at home. They're pissed off from last year. Give me some corn.
All right. Let's toss some corn. So we'll go over what we played at the end, but that is all for our college football for now. Not many other games. You want to touch Tennessee, NC State?
The only other ranked matchup besides Michigan and Texas is Tennessee at NC State. Tennessee is laying 10 points on the road at NC State. Tennessee looked really good last week with their new quarterback. I just can't lay 10 points with a new quarterback making his first ever road start. I got to see how he handles that before I'm laying big points like that. So
NC State plays everybody close. At home, it feels like.
Yeah, I don't know what to do with that game. It's a definite stay away. Should be a fun one to watch, though.
So, yeah, I don't have a play for that either. Let's move to the NFL, though. Tonight, some, I don't even know, 18 hours from now.
Yeah, so first game in the books. We just watched the Ravens lose to the Chiefs by a centimeter. Isaiah Likely tapping the end zone and being out. Great start to the year. Really good game. The second game of the year is also going to be a good one. Packers at Eagles in Brazil. I originally had this game on my play sheet when it was Eagles minus 3. I felt getting 3 points there for the Packers to cover was a pretty generous line, and I think they could exploit that, but I don't know why it dropped, but it dropped to Eagles minus 2, so I'm not going to be touching this game anymore. I don't see any value in that. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see the Eagles, see how they rebound from their awful end to the season last year, how they handle the center position with Jason Kelce retiring. Is the tush push still effective without Jason Kelce?
It sounds like they have one of the best O-lines still.
Yeah. But, yeah, it should be a fun game. I just, with that line moving below three, I'm not touching it.
Right on. Yeah, that's America's winning by getting to watch these games back to back, but also games on Peacock. So make sure you have Peacock because it's exclusive. It's up to Sunday at 1. The NFL's here. We're pumped for it. Titans Bears. Let's just hit it running. We're both playing this. We have not bought into the hype of the Bears yet until we see it. Cause why? It's the Bears. Yeah, not much else to be said. Titans already have their quarterback that's had some experience. We're getting them at 3.5, correct?
Yes, yeah. This was one of the lines that jumped out to me early on in the week. It was at 4.5. Bears favored by 4.5. I just think that's a lot of points for the Bears to be an unproven Bears team with a rookie quarterback to be laying. And even at 3.5, I still feel really good about the Titans covering that. Titans are a grimy, hard-nosed, physical team. I think they're going to give the Bears all they want and more. The Titans honestly could win this game straight up. And yep. So you're going to give me 3.5 points? I'll take that.
Yeah. Yep. And Caleb Williams, he'll have his. Everybody's got to learn. He's not going to come in and be Pat Mahomes. So all the cool things we've seen online, you know, it looks cool on paper and it looks cool in the preseason. Until you start doing it consistently in the NFL, it means nothing.
Yep.
So,
yeah, a lot of new pieces for the Bears on offense. I mean, I think it's going to take a couple weeks before they get.
Who is their coach?
It is Matt Eberflus.
He's still the coach.
I believe so.
He's defensive minded. Who's the offensive coordinator? Do you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, Eberflus. He used to be with Indy. Okay, so we're both taking the Titans to cover at -108, plus 3.5. Let's hop to your play at 1, J.J. McCarthy. I mean, just the Vikings at Giants.
J.J. McCarthy, now Sam Darnold. We got Vikings at Giants. The Vikings are laying 1.5 on the road. My play here is the Giants to cover. This is a really gross game, and I'm going to hate myself for playing this game and betting on the Giants, but I just think the best unit on the field in this game is the Giants' D-line. They've got a lot of talent on that D-line that can cause havoc, and you put a statue of a quarterback and Sam Darnold back there. I think they get home. I think they cause a lot of pressure on him, get some sacks. Whereas on the flip side, you've got a little bit better. It's not a good O-line for the Giants, but it's a little bit better than last year. You can't really get worse. They gave up 1 billion sacks last year. You got Daniel Jones, though, and I think his legs and his mobility and his ability to avoid the sacks and move from pressure will be the difference in this game. You're giving me the Giants home opener, they haven't lost yet, so the vibes are going to be high. The stadium's going to be packed. I like the Giants in this spot.
Now, you have a highlight here to cover. Are you taking them cover or money line?
To cover. I need that 1 point to play with in case Danny Dimes does his usual act.
Man, it seems like a freebie to take the Giants. I don't know.
I know I'm going to hate myself for betting the Giants, but I think they're a comparable team to Minnesota, and you get them at home.
They beat them in the playoffs 2 years ago with very different rosters, but the same quarterback for the Giants.
Yep. Am I talking you into a play?
I could very easily see the Giants winning. Let me think about it. I like your cover, though, for sure, obviously. Not much to be said about the next game. Texans-Colts. Texans are favored by 3. The odds are -105. The Colts don't win week one. I'm a Colts fan. They don't win week one. I don't think they've won in like 9 years.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think it's been like a decade or something. It's kind of crazy.
Indy will have, for the first time in 8 years, the same week one starter. But I don't know who Anthony Richardson is or what he can do. because he was dumb and injured himself last year. So, Texans are coming off. Texans beat him in the... Now, it last year, the game to get in the playoff was actually wild and close, and the Colts should have won, and they choked at the end, and yada, and with a backup quarterback. So I'm not saying it's out of the question that the Colts can't win. Obviously, it's only a 3-point spread. But I think the offense will just be too consistent from the Texans. I don't see the Colts defense getting off the field enough. And I don't see Anthony Richardson hanging around in a shootout. I don't know what the over-under is. Let me see. It's 48.5, kind of as expected. I would almost take the over, but for sure I'm taking the Texans -3. At -105. So
we've talked about for the last couple years taking the Colts. Whoever's playing the Colts, take a money line or to cover or whatever it is, because for whatever reason the Colts just
they don't show up in week one.
Yeah,
until the end of the
season
game.
Doesn't start till week two for them. So
you're
taking a Texans cover.
Yeah, -3. So that's at -105. I just don't see the value in. Them money line at 148, so I'm passing on that, but taking the cover.
Okay. The next game is also a 1 o'clock game. We've got Steelers at Falcons. This is a really gross game. You've got the total is set at 42, so it's going to be a low scoring defensive game. I feel bad doing this, kind of the same thing as betting the Giants. I'm going to take the Steelers to cover here on the road at 3.5. This line was originally at 3, and I didn't want to touch it, but when that extra half point came around, I really liked it. So I'm going to take them. This is a Falcons team that has, kind of similar to the Bears in a way, new quarterback, a lot of new pieces, new O coordinator.
Did I just see Kyle Pitts got injured?
Another one of my points is Kyle Pitts. It's been reported that he's a little banged up, so you got to wonder about his health. And they're going up against the Steelers defense that's extremely consistent. They're always going to be good. TJ Watt, obviously, arguably the best defensive player in the NFL. Kirk Cousins, you wonder, he's got to be like 35 now, I think. Coming back off from a major Achilles injury, you wonder his mobility and his trust in his leg. I see the Steelers defense swallowing him up a couple times and probably forcing a few turnovers. And the Falcons are the Falcons, man. I think they're going to have a good year, but it's going to take a few weeks to get fully humming. So I really like this spot for the Steelers. Now on the flip side, I'm betting Russell Wilson to not be the Russell Wilson of the last couple of years.
I love what you put in the notes. He's serviceable. He ain't no danger witch. He's just serviceable.
I think he's serviceable enough to get us to cover 3.5 points here.
Yeah, it's tough on the road, but you know, if the Falcons are out of function with their new offense, and the Steelers D can travel, so.
Yeah, defense travels. I think that defense takes the crowd out of it a little bit at the beginning. I don't know. This is one of those bets that could go really wrong. Like, it's either going to be Steelers cover, or the Falcons are going to win by, like, 17. There's no in-between.
You're getting it at decent odds that favor, like, people feel like the Steelers are going to cover.
Yeah, so I'm going to take the Steelers to cover at +3.5 at -112 odds, and we're going to roll with it.
That's the fun part about the NFL is everything's within, like, 4 or 5 points, and it makes it that much closer. And sure, there'll be blowouts that nobody can predict and yada, yada, yada. But for the most part, they're, like, 3, 4, 5-point games every week, which is awesome.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense, but that's how the NFL works.
Yeah, a movement in the line by a half a point makes all the difference in the NFL.
Yeah. So we'll find out if we get burned for playing some of these games, because we do our research earlier in the week and then we check up again and kind of watch injuries and all that, and sometimes it changes a lot. So one of the games I am taking off my slip that I was going to play, Rams at Lions. Rams is, Jared's been telling me for a while, I'm high on the Rams this year. I think they'll do good, but too many injuries to start the season. They're out of both their tackles and their cornerback one. The Lions obviously have one of the best offenses. The D-line got better this year. I just don't see. And the Lions moved a whole point from 3.5 to 4.5. Right? Correct?
Yeah, I think the news of that cornerback getting injured skewed that even, that point.
The Lions might be, so like, I think they're trying to obviously make the Super Bowl this year, everybody is, but I think they might make a statement week one, like, this is even a better team than what you saw last year. What you saw in the playoffs against the Rams was not much of a defense, and the defense kind of let them down near the end of the year. I mean, heck, they almost let the Vikings beat them a couple times, the Bears. Like, the Lions are going to come out and make a statement. So, I'm not taking them to cover. 4.5, I just don't like. Because it is still the NFL. It's Matthew Stafford. He has his boys on offense. And he could have no O-line and still sling it with his eyes closed to Puka or Cooper Kupp. So, I'm not playing. Do you want to touch that game?
No, it's too many points for me. I think the Lions win this one. But I think it's close. I think the Rams will cover, especially at 4.5. But yeah, too many injuries, too many unknowns there. I think the Lions got better in the offseason. They did more in the offseason to improve themselves than the Rams did. So I understand why the line is at 4.5, but the Stafford revenge factor, he's a weird dude. I think he could turn up and totally cover that line, but just going to watch that one and take in the Sunday night vibes.
For sure.
Last game on the agenda, the major game, Monday night, Jets at Niners. We got Niners at -4.5. This line has moved quite a bit. In the summer, it was -6. It's come down a little bit. People are loving on the Jets. The over-under, the total is at 43.5. We're almost a year to the day. Wasn't it on 9/11 last year that he
tore? Yeah, because he came out with the flag. So just don't let Aaron run out with the flag.
Yeah, so this game is almost exactly a year later from when he tore his Achilles on Monday night. And you want to hear something even crazier that I learned this week? The guy that sacked him with the – who were they playing that night?
Jets. Bills.
Bills. The guy that sacked him on the Bills, Leonard Floyd, guess who he plays for now?
It's the Niners.
He does play for the Niners. Like, it's almost the exact same scenario. The NFL script writers are going hard on this one, but I do think if Aaron Rodgers is healthy and plays a normal game, I do think the Jets defense will give the Niners some fits on offense.
And the thing is, Niners and Chiefs, and I know the Chiefs are out of the blue, but the Niners and Chiefs historically are not world beaters week 1, 2, 3, 4. No, they have really good coaching. Both squads get turned around near the end of the year, but it's not out of the question that the Jets could just straight up win this game. I'm not touching that. I'm not even touching the Jets cover, but as long as Rodgers doesn't run out with a flag in his hand, he might be able to just still sling it, man.
Yeah. A few other news and notes on this game. Ayuk got his deal. He's back. Trent Williams got his deal. He's back.
They both got paid.
Ricky Pearsall got shot, their first-round pick, which was absolutely crazy. Good thing he's okay. I don't know about his playing status. I would imagine he's out for a good while, but just happy that he's okay. But the Niners do get all their pieces back from last year. All the major players, so should be the exact same team as last year.
It's just so funny, the NFL we live in today. We're coming off Aaron Rodgers on a new team that he was injured last year, and we're actually talking right now about how a Brock Purdy-led team might be able to beat Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yep. Life comes at you fast.
Yeah, he's getting older, but as long as he keeps doing whatever he's doing in the offseason, man. What even is he doing these days?
Ayahuasca.
Yeah, didn't he not report to camp too for a bit?
Yeah, he's been doing his typical Aaron Rodgers stuff, staying in the headlines by doing the wrong things.
Is he dating anybody important right now that we need to know about?
Not that I know of. So,
dude,
take him as Jets might win. MVP.
But week one we get some of the craziest matchups: Rams Lions rematch, Jets Niners. That's awesome. You get Packers Eagles. We just had a banger with the Baltimore Ravens and the great Chiefs. Great
start to the season.
So it's gonna be. I mean, the NFL's here. We couldn't be more pumped.
A lot of great games. Even college, you know, you got a top 10 Big Ten SEC matchup in Ann Arbor. That's going to be hype.
This is only Texas and Michigan's second matchup, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so take it in. So let's run through the plays real quick. I have 6 plays this week, 3 in college, 3 in the pros. Start with college. Iowa State at Iowa. Give me Iowa State to cover +3 at -110. Temple and Navy, give me the Temple team total points under 14.5 at -115. Colorado and Nebraska, Nebraska's going to cover at -7, -105 for the odds. Then we move to the NFL, Steelers at Falcons. I'm taking the Steelers to cover +3.5, -112. Titans at Bears, Titans to cover +3.5 at -108. And Vikings at Giants, the Giants to cover at +1.5 at -110. I'm looking at, before you go into your plays here, I'm just realizing for my NFL plays, I am betting on the Steelers, the Titans, and the Giants.
You're down bad.
Those are 3 really bad teams. So
what did USC do to you?
Wish me luck.
I'm betting only 2 NFL games. Kind of dipping my toes in the water first. Week one, it's hard. We're trying to still give some honest plays, some good covers on it, but week one in the NFL is extremely hard. I'm taking Michigan money line +215, Army +3.5 at -108, Nebraska as well to cover, Oklahoma by 4 TDs at -108, the Titans as well with Jared 3.5 -110. And then the Texans, the cover against the Colts, because the Colts don't get off the team bus week one ever. So that is our plays. Sorry for a little quicker episode and later in the week. Just been wild recently. We wanted to get these in, though, before week one. Neither of us were going to play the Ravens or Chiefs either. So we wanted to just get it out before Saturday and Sunday, all the big games that we're kind of focusing on. But as always, thanks for listening. Gamble responsibly. Be sure to tell a friend about the pod. And let us know, you know, in the comments how you're doing and what you're playing. And we can make this thing grow.
Yeah, tell us if we're crazy.
Oh, we knew that. All right, with that said, that does wrap it up for us. So have a good week. Good luck with the bets. And we'll catch you next time.